Welcome, Eagles, to another episode of Trad Cat Night Radio. I am Eric Gajewski, founder and owner of Trad Cat Night, your one-stop website for all the day's latest church apostasy and end-time news. That's right, folks, get to tradcatnight.blogspot.com. I'm featured all over the alternative media circuit, and I'm doing my best to keep you up to date on all the latest happenings from around the world as we head closer to the fruition of the third secret of Fatima. My good friends, make sure you are subscribed and click the notification button right now on YouTube. Today is July 3rd, 2018, and as you know, Trad Cat Night is one of the hottest podcasts available, bringing you podcasts throughout the week as well as the live call-in shows for the weekend. And you can find these talks and articles on Veterans Today, Minds.com, PewTube, BitChute, Steam it, DTube, and if you have a phone and like to listen to podcasts via your phone, you can do so via iTunes, Google Play, Player.fm, but the main website is SoundCloud.com. Also visit the sister site, TradCatNight.org, for additional information to this apostolate. And of course, you can always find Trad Cat Night material across any social media outlet, whether it be Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and please join us in the new, well, it's not new, it's about a year old now, traditional Catholic group, which is highly interactive. Encourage you all to send a request to sign up for the group as well. Today I want to talk about a piece that I posted yesterday on the website, which was sent to me via a friend. Thanks, Frank, for sending me this particular piece that I was actually unaware of, and I've read quite a few of the letters and the material that Padre Pio has put out, but we're going to talk about today 12 messages given to Padre Pio by Jesus concerning the end of the world. And so not many know that Padre Pio, amongst so many gifts, had a very special one, and that of prophecy, and that Christ communicated with him often. And in a letter addressed to his superior in 1959, Padre Pio tells the revelation that Jesus made to him about the world's end. This epistle attributed to Padre Pio is quite long and full of messages, so we can only extract, if you will, these main 12 messages taken from the book by Renzo Bacchera called I Grandi Profeti. And we'll say them and break down some of these. Again, this will be a more shorter podcast, my good friends. The first thing Jesus says to Padre Pio is this: the world is walking in ruins. Men have abandoned the right path to venture on roads that end in the desert of violence. If they do not drink from the source of humility, charity, and love, it will be a catastrophe. And obviously, when we're taking a look at the world today and we see all of the self-love that we're inebriated in and all of the distractions and gadgets and gadgets, and we, of course, have the false peace program of Vatican II, the false Masonic ecumenical program, which we know is only going to result in violence. There's going to be no true peace, even if it seems like there will be peace for a short period of time. We know that violence ultimately will happen in the world. Jesus often talked about the distress of nations in Luke 21:25. Men have abandoned the right path. And what is this right path? It is the Catholic path. So since this Vatican II apostasy, I mean, where can we truly find the true faith in the world? Do Protestants have the truth? No. Do the Russian or Greek Orthodox have the truth? No. Now it's not even coming from the Vatican. And this is why the rocks are crying out. No longer are people humble. The modernists, of course, always seek after novelty. They're looking for the next new and novel thing to present to the public, and bowing down in human respect to try to get more and more people to follow after them. And let's be honest, the new religion is easy. It's an easy path. There's not much discipline. Obviously, the doctrine is being imploded all over and not being maintained. So it's easy. This is why it attracts a lot of people. This is why, and quite honestly, so many Protestants do come over to the conciliar church and to Novus Ordoism, because it's somewhat similar. I mean, it's worse in certain respects. I mean, the Novus Ordo has more heresies in it than than what Luther taught, that's for sure. But the bottom line is, folks, we've got to get back on the right path, and we know how to do this. We've got to continue to pray the rosary, continue to wear the scapular, continue to stay close to the Immaculate and Sacred Hearts. The second message from Jesus, he said, terrible things will come. He said very similar things to the four little children at Our Lady, or at Heed in Germany, where he said the same words, terrible things will come. And that was in the mid-30s, so this was 59, maybe about two decades after or so. I can no longer intercede for men, he said. Similar things at Our Lady of Heed. Divine piety is about to end. Man had been created to love life, and it now is destroying life. So take a look at what is transpiring in the world, of course, and abortion and porn and everything that attacks the traditional family. Take a look at what's even coming from the Vatican. No longer is life respected. 3, when the world was entrusted to man, it was a garden. Man has turned it into an atmosphere full of poisons. Nothing now serves to purify the house of man. A deep work is necessary, which can only come from heaven. Of course, the rectification of the issues that are even within the church are going to come from heaven. This is why he must chastise. This is why we're going to have to go through the tribulation. Full of poisons everywhere. We're saturated in a world full of immodesty and lewdness and people who just really don't care about one another. Everyone inebriated essentially in self-love. Look at all the false doctrines in the conciliar church. It's full of poisons. House of man, right? Jesus says. Well, we have got the cult of man with Vatican II. 4, he says this, Jesus, prepare to live 3 days in total darkness. These 3 days are very close, and in these days they will remain as dead without eating or drinking. Then the light will return, but many will be the men who will not see it anymore. So, of course, we know the 3 days of darkness is coming, folks. We know that it's drawing more nigh. All of the imminent signs are here now. We can look for the economic collapse here in the West. Look for complete societal collapse as well, both here in the West, but also in Europe. Men don't want the truth. They don't want light. Therefore, they're going to get utter darkness. Many, he says, will be the men who will not see it anymore. The vast majority will not live to see the day. I've said this repeatedly on this broadcast, and I stand by this. The majority of people will not be around in about a decade, give or take. 5, many people will escape scared. They will run without a goal. They will say that there is salvation to the east, and the people will run to the east, but it will fall off a cliff. They will say that to the west there is salvation, and people will run to the west, but they will fall into a furnace. Men being deceived left and right, sort of similar to what Jesus said in Scripture concerning the false Christs and prophets during these end times. You know, lo, if you hear someone saying Christ is, you know, in the desert, you know, don't go out and follow him or this or that. Sort of similar in this respect. Men just, you know, we have the truth. Catholics already have the truth. And yet men, due to their pride, they're running to and fro, searching and trying to fulfill this thirst that can only be quenched with the Catholic faith. And because they don't want it, they're running to and fro and they're restless. This perfectly describes modern man. 6, the earth will tremble, and the panic will be great. Again, very similar to what was said at Our Lady of Heed. And I highly encourage you all, if you have not listened to or seen 2 videos that I have on Our Lady of Heed, you can get to YouTube and just simply type that in. Heed is spelled H-E-E-D-E, and I believe I have two or three videos. One, I believe I discussed for an hour and a half, talking about how Jesus is saying this generation deserves to be annihilated. I think that's the name of the title of it. The earth will tremble and the panic will be great. Why? There's this binary system approaching, and as Planet X gets closer, it's going to lock onto us like a magnet, and we are going to tremble. The earth is sick, he says. All of nature will revolt because truth has been forgotten. Truth has been denied. The earthquake will be like a snake. They will feel it crawling everywhere, and many stones will fall, and many men will perish. During the 3 days of darkness alone, according to, I would say, the consensus of the Planet X pundits out there, researchers, there will be locked into essentially, 9.0, 10.0 earthquakes for 3 days straight as it's making its more near pass, if you will. And again, I've said this quite often. I've never been through an earthquake period. I've had friends that have said that, even a 4.0 earthquake really shook them up. I could, and that was for like 5 or 10 seconds. Can you imagine staying and being locked into a 10.0 earthquake for 3 days straight? When we're told in relation to the 3 days of darkness, remember what was revealed to Marie Julie Jehenny, that everything will shake except for, I think it's where you place the blessed candle and the statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the very least, the blessed candle. And that's the only thing that will be allowed to be lit during those times. 7, Jesus says, you are like ants, because the time will come when men will take their eyes off for a crumb of bread. Businesses will be looted. Warehouses will be taken in assault and destroyed. Poor will be one who in those dark days will be without a candle, without a jug of water, and without the necessary for 3 months. Very specific here. Quite interesting. Jesus is obviously telling you to prep. Again, this comes through Padre Pio. You are like ants, he says. Businesses will be looted. Everything. There'll be a complete societal upheaval here very soon. I mean, it's already happening to some degree, in various areas, especially Europe and places in Africa. And it's already happened to some degree here, but just imagine after the economic collapse, after all the animosity towards government, after all the animosity towards conservatives versus liberals and blacks versus whites and this group versus that group. I mean, it's going to be madness. It's going to be true madness. So he says, make sure you have the necessary for 3 months. Don't be without a candle, specifically a blessed candle. But, I mean, just in general, have candles, because I do believe, as we covered this on last weekend's show with John Moore, that we will have an EMP, probably a total blackout. So you need to basically live right now as our forefathers basically did. Start living like that now. Preparing yourself now. Moving further and further off the grid, if you will. The only way you will be able to participate in society at a certain point in the not-so-distant future is by taking that mark of the beast. And yet, if you do, we are told you're going to lose your soul. So obviously, Christians cannot do that. Number 8. This one's pretty interesting. Actually, all of them are interesting, but this one is quite interesting. A land will disappear. A great land. A country will be erased forever from geographical maps, and with it history, wealth, and men will be dragged into the mud. What country could we quite possibly be talking about? We don't truly know, but it sounds very similar to what was revealed by Our Lady to Blessed Sister Ayala, where she talked about how these earthquakes and sinkholes would basically engulf whole countries. So in reality, according to that prophecy, it's not just going to be a country, it's going to be countries. And then when you take a look and consider all of the islands out there, I don't see how it's possible that these islands remain. Again, I'm not trying to fearmonger, but places like Hawaii, the Philippines, I mean, God can protect whoever he needs, right, to do his will. but it seems to me, in accordance with scripture and approved prophecy, that islands will basically sink. There'll be new islands to form, right? Because God has to purify the earth. And this is actually what we're seeing right now. As a matter of fact, Dabu 7, I checked out his YouTube the other day, and he covered for about 5 minutes that new island that's forming off of the coast of North Carolina, which I've covered this past year. But he did a good job in showing, I think it was Google Maps, how it's getting bigger and bigger. It's now, I believe, a mile or two long, and you could see this with your own eyes. So, you know, due to the underground volcanoes, we're now seeing lands popping up also in Asia. So God has to destroy basically the blemished lands, if you want to say right now, the unpurified lands, and he'll raise up purified lands so that people can basically transition onto those new areas. Again, it's a lot to absorb, folks. 9. The love of man for man has become an empty word. Wow. That's what we talk about so often here at Tradcat Night, Vatican II. Preparing the way for the religion of self, this cult of man, with rights being taken away from God and the church and being given and handed over to man, this newer integral humanism, this complete man worship. How can you expect Jesus to love you if you do not even love those who eat at your own table? Number 9 says, of the wrath of God, men of science will not be forgiven, but men of heart. So those, you know, I'm sure you've run into a lot of individuals these days, men of reason, so to speak, men of science, who are very obstinate as it relates to faith. If they can't see something, then it must not be true, so to speak. Must be wrong. These people will not be forgiven. But only men of heart, only those who truly repent in the days ahead. Because truly, when you think about it, when things get, push comes to shove and it gets really bad, there's only two directions really to go. There is no kind of staying at the same point that you're at. It's stagnation. It's either you're going to burn more for Jesus and start to repent even more than perhaps you are now, or you're going to start to get really angry at God. Like, you're going to know he's doing this if you are of the mindset that there is a God, and perhaps have some hostility and grow in anger towards him. Number 10, I'm desperate. I do not know what to do for humanity to repent anymore, Jesus says. If you continue on this path, the tremendous wrath of God will be unleashed like a tremendous thunderbolt. And oftentimes when I'm relaying the latest Earth Changes news, SOT.net does a good job of basically demonstrating how worldwide there's a lot of these very powerful thunderstorms, which due to the lightning are killing a decent amount of people along with livestock, and it's not necessarily happening in this country, although from time to time it happens. But as this system gets closer, as Our Lady says to Marie-Julie Jehenny, that during the 3 days of darkness, the lightning and thunder will be so bad it's going to cause people to die. So everything is shaking, right? As I said, a 10.0 earthquake, all kinds of lightning and thunder going on for 3 days. If you think you can handle that without being in the grace of God, I don't even know what to tell you at that point. I mean, it's going to be that bad. You will die of a heart attack without, for sure. So, and that's quite interesting too. It's because that's what our Lord said, during the passing of Planet X, essentially to Marie-Julie Jehenny, that, he would unleash similar thunderbolts, ones similar to the one, where he died on the cross. Number 11, listen to this. A meteorite will fall on the earth and everything will shine. Yes, a meteorite's going to fall in accordance with Catholic prophecy. Add another to the list here. St. Hildegard speaks of this end time comet / meteor / asteroid, whatever you want to call it. It's going to cause a lot of damage, obviously. It's described as wormwood in the apocalypse, so wormwood is not Planet X, as some are suggesting. It will be a disaster, Jesus says, much worse than a war. Many things will be canceled, and this will be one of the signs. A sign of what? A sign of the end. So when this meteorite falls, we know we're heading more towards the end. And again, we're still anticipating the triumph of the Immaculate Heart. I don't want my traditional Catholics to think out here that I'm suggesting the end of the world is coming in the next decade. No, I do believe the triumph of the Immaculate Heart will be a shorter period of time for us to flourish, if you will, and to bring Catholicism back into the world, but certainly not a longer period of time. But that's interesting, folks. A meteorite will fall. And again, I was not privy to this particular piece until last night. And I'm going to add this one when I'm speaking further on prophecy as it relates to this end time comet that will fall. And it's going to do a lot of damage. That's why we've been saying to get off of the coastlines. It doesn't really matter where you will be in that world. I mean, comet really hitting anywhere is going to affect pretty much wherever you are in the world, especially given the size of the magnitude it seems like we will have in terms of size. Lastly, men will live a tragic experience, Jesus says. Many will be overwhelmed by the river. Many will be burned by fire. Many will be buried by poisons. But I will stay close to those pure of heart. Really to think and meditate. But when will this day happen? The key is in the Bible, Jesus says. 2 Peter 3, 2 through 13. To be attentive because the Lord comes like a thief. And I shall speak the second epistle, chapter 3 here, 2 through 13. Jesus, or scripture is saying that you might be mindful of those words which I told you before of the holy prophets and of the apostles, of the precepts of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that in the last days there shall become deceitful scoffers, walking after their own lusts, saying, where is his promise of his coming? For since the time that the fathers slept, all things continue on as they were. Do we not see this even in Catholicism? I'll even say I see it in the quote-unquote traditional world. People think I'm crazy for even dare suggesting. And yet I have proven very definitively the times that we're in. Matter of fact, I did a piece a couple of months ago called The 12 Major Signs That We're in the End Game or in the End Times. One of which, of course, being... folks, I'm not sure what just happened. The demons continually attack these programs I've been using. I've been kicked off of Blog Talk Radio twice in the past 3 weeks or a month. Now this program just drops out on me. I'm not even sure where I quite left off with the numbers, but I'm going to start with number 11. I think I finished with 10 and talking about tremendous thunderbolts and things along those lines. But 11, Jesus says this, a meteorite will fall on the earth. Everything will shine. It will be a disaster, much worse than a war. Many things will be canceled. And this will be one of the signs. One of the signs of what? Sign of the end. So a meteorite will fall in accordance with the apocalypse. Wormwood, of course, with what St. Hildegard had to say in her prophecies concerning the end times, that a comet slash asteroid slash meteorite will fall. This will eventually happen as this binary system gets closer. It's going to be kicking in all types of debris, space debris, if you will. And a lot of Planet X pundits think at a certain point we're going to be dealing with, you know, 60 to 70 pound meteorite hailstones, you know, basically falling down onto the earth. Probably in similar fashion as to how Sodom and Gomorrah got wiped out. Fire, people being turned to just fiery brimstone and just leveling cities. 12. Men will live a tragic experience. Many will be overwhelmed by the river. Many will be burned by fire. Many will be buried by poisons. But I will stay close to the pure of heart. Really, to think and meditate. But when will this day happen? The key, Jesus says, is in 2 Peter 3, 2 through 13. And this, of course, is talking about how there will be end time scoffers. And I've already talked about that. I mean, you can take a look even at the traditional world where people like me are labeled nut jobs for even suggesting we're in the end times. I mean, these poor souls, they can't, not only can't they see clearly on Vatican II or see consistently on Vatican II, but just pretty much anything else because they're following the false right media and the whole conservative path, if you weigh, which is literally controlled by the Jews and Masons. So they're not obviously going to be in tune with reality, if you will. But the bottom line is there's plenty of scoffers out there. Many people just abandoning religion altogether. Many people not wanting to be Catholic anymore and abandoning ship, so to speak. But Jesus said he will come like a thief. And so we have to be ready. Fire falling from the skies, right? As Akita said, as the Apocalypse 8:7 records. Even what our Lord said to Marie Julie Jehenny in part. This fire coming down and burning the earth. It's in predictive programming in that movie The Knowing with Nicolas Cage. Government preparing underground cities. They know what's about to happen. This is why I tell you to check into Suspicious Observer's YouTube channel, because he covers all the space weather and specifically the sun. So I highly encourage you check into his YouTube channel and subscribe. And that's pretty much all that I had today. I wanted to relay the 12 messages given to Padre Pio by Jesus concerning the end of the world. Again, this is not often talked about, and quite honestly, up until last night, thanks to Frank, good friend, I wasn't aware of this particular aspect, and I've read, I have the 3-volume set of Padre Pio's letters, which are very hard to come by. It was a gift many years ago. I highly encourage if you can try to find it. I'm not even sure if you can at this point, but it's a lot of good stuff, a lot of good direction I try to extract from, but in it, in 1913, Jesus is talking to Pio, and I've done some shows on this, and he's talking about how many Italian priests were becoming Freemasons at that time and how livid Jesus was. Now, this was, you know, 40-plus years before Vatican II. And so, folks, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out. We've got all these Marxists and Freemasons, you know, being unleashed into the church long before Vatican II. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know where they are now. Take a look at Chief Dummy in Charge, or the apparent Chief Dummy in Charge, Francis, who I believe is a high-ranking 33rd degree Freemason. So, my good friends, that's all I have for today. I want to encourage all of you still. The majority have not gotten into this financial fight. You can use the auto payment system now. Again, every $5 to $10 helps. This apostolate, don't think, well, I can only give $5, it's, you know, not that big a deal. No. Every $5 to $10 helps. That works out to be less than a half a cup of coffee. You all know that I'm putting out more information than any other true traditionalist site out there on a daily basis. And again, the material I present is highly unique. I'm going to call a spade. I'm not bureaucratic. I'm just going to call it like it is. And I know a lot of you appreciate it. Perhaps some of you don't. Well, it's too bad. So click that PayPal button, get behind this apostolate. You now can donate in your own currency. So no matter where you are in the world, it'll make that translation, if you will, or that conversion. So you can now do so. So please take advantage of that. And then also, if you don't want to go that route, you could do cash, check, or money order. Contact me at apostleofmerit@hotmail.com. And I know a lot of you like to do that route because you like to send me, letters, get me caught up on, as to what's going on in your life, your family, what you're seeing in your neck of the woods. And I highly appreciate all those letters and donations. I highly appreciate you all just in general. Continue to spread word of Tradcat Night to your friends, family members, church members. Continue to spread, you know, these articles. Let's continue to spread the message of Fatima. Don't be afraid. You know, stick your neck out there. Stick out like a sore thumb. This is how we're going to have to be. This is how we should be at any point in time. Now for the weekend, again, I have a few guests in mind. I'll let people know over the next 48 hours as to who special guests will be for this weekend. So you can check into either my Twitter feed or Facebook to see who the guests will be in about 48 hours or so again. But let's all ask for Padre Pio to intercede for us. I know I've had several miracles over the past decade, come through his intercession, one on his feast day. Financial miracle that I needed about a decade or so ago, and I had been praying to Pio, and I had a miracle transpire. So let's look to the saints in general. Let's continue to pray for one another that we grow in holiness and sanctity. Let's continue to do those things we know we should be doing as Catholics. And my good friends, as eagles, again, can't stress this enough. You've been called to be an eagle for these times. Let's keep our wings spread in faith and hope. Let's not dwell on the negativity. Let's see the beauty in the storm, essentially. See the beauty in the cross. See those opportunities for you to transform into another image of God, into Christ. This is how he works through you, right? As St. Teresa of Avila says, we have to be his, you know, his eyes and his feet and his hands now. So let us continue to break, pray, to break from the bonds of self-love. Continue to pray for one another. Until next time, my good friends, stay safe and God bless.